USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Russian troops are reportedly withdrawing to what they call their permanent deployment points from the Ukraine border, and that's according to Interfax News. It's reporting quotes from the Russian military. The troop withdrawal only seems to represent a fraction of the upwards of 100,000 Russian troops, though, who are thought to be stationed near that border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is encouraging Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." The lead singer of the Marvelettes has died. Wanda Young was 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Commander-in-Chief delivers a Christmas video message with U.S. troops around the world.
As your Commander-in-Chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a poor substitute for what you're missing, but I understand. I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's sacrifice.
President Biden was on a video link from the White House along with First Lady Jill Biden. Biden again calling the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. As Christmas weekend continues, so do the flight delays and cancellations that have been going on now for several days. According to FlightAware, U.S. Airlines canceled or delayed more than 3,000 flights. On Saturday, more than 6,000 delayed or scrubbed around the world. Many airline workers are suffering with COVID-19, and there's been bad weather, especially in the western U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The world's biggest, most powerful space telescope has a Christmas morning launch from South America.
James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
The $10 billion telescope heading about a million miles from Earth, and they'll be looking for new exoplanets. We told you earlier that Wanda Young, the lead singer of the 60s group The Marvelettes, has passed away. Well, a legendary bluegrass banjo player has also died. J.D. Crowe's family saying on his Facebook fan page he died on Friday morning. He was 84. Police in England reporting the Christmas Day arrest of an armed intruder at Windsor Castle. The Thames Valley police saying that the 19-year-old Southampton man was taken into custody almost immediately after he set foot on the grounds. They didn't discuss his possible motive, but they did say he was carrying an offensive weapon. The royal family, several members of it, including Queen Elizabeth herself, were spending the Christmas Day at Windsor Castle. And a Pittsburgh-area bakery whipped up a 7-foot-tall snowman made of bread for the holidays. Mancini's Bakery celebrating Christmas last year with an 8-foot-tall Christmas tree. This year they made Frosty the Doughman. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. I'm Chris Barnes.